Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Thank you, Chris. 9:09, and it's time for one of our favorite segments of the week, because we know it's Friday, and it's time to have some fun, and it's time to talk about fun stuff with Ian McNulty, who covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune and the New Orleans Advocate, about places to eat and drink and have fun in New Orleans. How you doing, Ian?
Tommy, it's Friday again, which proves one of my theorems about food and just, you know, good food and good times going out. It creates this sort of weird time-space continuum, right? Because it seems like we were just talking last week, well, I was talking with Dave last week right after Thanksgiving, and like, wow, a whole week has gone by, and it seems like a blink of an eye, but it also seems like a lot has happened. And that's kind of how it goes with a really good meal, right? Like, you look back at it, and you're like, God, it's already over. We already got the check and the coffee and dessert. But then you're in the midst of it. It's like, this is the only thing happening, right? This trout meunier, this po' boy, this taco platter is the only thing in the world. Like, your focus reduces to this plate or bowl in front of you, the drinks next to it, the people around the table. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it just focuses everything in, and then when you look back at it, it's like, wow, that went by too fast. Isn't that life, though?
It is. It really is. But before you know it, it's time for the next one.
Yep. But always glad to be back here talking with you about stuff. And, boy, this is a lot going on, you know? This has been a real active, interesting time for restaurants, bars, hospitality. You know, December is always such a dynamic time in New Orleans for this kind of stuff. And this year, well, it is different because there's all sorts of different layers on top of it. But it still has that feel, you know. People I talk to, they're excited about going out. When we do go out, there's kind of a festive tinge in the air. People are a little more dressed up. You got to love New Orleans. I mean, the temperature hits, what, I don't know. I think it get down to 60 at one point this week or something like that. And people were like, you know, sprinting for the hot toddies and the
boots. The ladies love the boots when it gets to be 65 and below. I saw this, the piece you wrote about the 8 places to eat and drink during the holiday season. And I wanted to go through some of those because I've seen some very interesting things done with oysters. And I guess we'll start with the palm and pine.
Yeah, and Tommy, this is I didn't want to do your kind of standard, here are the popular holiday places. Mm-hmm. As you and I have talked about before, this is a different holiday season. A lot of restaurants are stretched pretty thin as they're trying to restaff. And, it's, like I said, it's a different kind of holiday season. So I wanted to give people some options with flexibility. I just tried to look at it a little differently because, you know, we know about the grand old places, and everybody has their favorite older New Orleans places, whether it's a downtown Creole Grand Dame or a neighborhood joint, you know, tucked around the corner from their house. But you mentioned Palm and Pine. The reason I wanted to single out this place is because, well, I love it. It's a fantastic restaurant. It represents, to me, kind of that next generation of New Orleans, not just chefs, but hospitality mindset and what they're doing with restaurants. And it's also the location. It's on Rampart Street. And it's in the French Quarter. But to me, it's kind of central to a lot of the things that draw people downtown this time of year. You know, if you're going to the Sanger, it's practically across the street. If you're going to check out the Hotel hotel lobbies. You know, it's right there. And for me, I'm just sort of magnetically drawn to the French Quarter this time of year anyway. It's just it fires something up about you know, the narrow streets, the lanterns. You just want to go down there, do a little shopping, stop in, reward yourself with a drink, that kind of thing. Well, Palm and Pine is a modern New Orleans restaurant. It's high aiming, but still kind of anytime casual. You can just go in and sit at the bar. And you mentioned oysters. They've been running specials with them. The ones that we had the night we visited were these specialty oysters from down the coast, the Murder Point oysters, very evocative name, place in Alabama where they farm them. And they these oysters are wonderful on their own, believe me. My favorite pairing for an oyster is a squeeze of lemon and another sip of Chablis. But the way that they're doing them now, those particular ones had a little bit of peanut oil, a little bit of Benny bean oil, and just really, really finely diced apple in a mignonette, you know, that kind of almost like a really mild vinaigrette that they dapple on top. And it just makes this complete slurp, let's call it. You know, I mean, it's this one slurp that you take and you get the briny oyster. You get the sort of gently sour smack of that mignonette. You get the little crisp bit of apple and that oil, which you can't discern. It doesn't taste like peanuts or anything, but it just adds this this other little element to this whole flavor explosion in your mouth. And then you take another sip and wash it down and go again. And what we talked about, the time-space continuum of great food. Yeah. You have it in the half shell right there, Tommy.
Man, it looks delicious. And I just wonder, in terms of the creative process, who would think to put apples with oysters?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes it's it takes experimentation. You know, these chefs, they're doing some pretty interesting things. Yeah, I thought it was a pretty good pairing. No, this is not a slice of Granny Smith apple on top of your oyster, believe
right.
me. This is diced so fine, it's practically the texture of the horseradish by the time you get it. So,
one thing that got me about that restaurant as well, because I think this is one of the best kept soft drink secrets ever, and that is the Big Shot pineapple soda. There is nothing that pleases me more than a Big Shot pineapple drink. If I can find one in a vending machine or at a convenience store, what do they do with that at the Palm and Pine?
Okay, so this goes into their corner store crudo. And crudo, of course, is just a raw fish preparation. This is really one of their signatures now. They've been doing it ever since they started as a pop-up along Rampart Street. And imagine getting this dish to pop up I'm about to describe. It's raw fish, raw tuna, and the sauce for it, this is the corner store part, is made with fish sauce, nok chum, the Vietnamese fish sauce that's crucial to a lot of dishes from Southeast Asia, prepared with Big Shot pineapple soda, what you would get at the corner store. And then... Mm-hmm. To finish it off, shrimp chips, which are those crunchy, puffy chips that you might find at an Asian market, Asian grocery, that are taking the place of your bag of Zaps, also from the corner store. So it's sort of like channeling this whole idea of walking out of the corner store with your Big Shot pineapple soda, your bag of Zaps, but done in a culinary capacity around these beautiful, glimmering slices of raw tuna, and it's bright, it's flavorful, it's fresh, it's different, and it tells a New Orleans story. And how cool is that?
It is. Tell me about 14 Parishes.
14 Parishes is one of my favorite new restaurants, Tommy. This is a Jamaican restaurant on Oak Street. They've been in business for quite some time. This is Lauren and Charles Blake, a young couple. Charles is from Jamaica. It turns out in Jamaica, I learned this from them. They have parishes just like we have in Louisiana, and they have 14 of them there. Yeah, that's right. And so that's how they came to the name. And they've been around for quite some time. They had a restaurant in Central City, eventually closed. They returned with a stand in the Pythian Market, that food hall on Loyola Avenue downtown in the CBD. And just this spring, kind of an interesting time to open a new restaurant, right? But they did. They opened a new, much larger version of 14 Parishes, a second location, Pythian Market's still there for them, on Oak Street, in what had been the Mellow Mushroom Pizzeria. So a chain pizza shop in the middle of Oak Street. It closed before the pandemic, and it was just sitting empty there. To them, it looked like the dream come true, and they installed this vibrant, wonderful, different Caribbean restaurant there on Oak Street. And it's the flavors are hitting it. The classic, of course, is the jerk chicken, but Chef Charles will do jerk lamb chops. He'll jerk anything, but he'll apply that
easy,
that spicy, earthy. Okay, you caught me.
What is that process? What is that? It's not the process of how they separate the meat or process the meat. It's got something to do with the seasoning. What is jerk exactly? What is that?
It's a technique. It's the way that they season it. So jerk chicken is it's chicken. It's grilled chicken with this jerk seasoning on it. And it's
like, what is it though, Ian? What's in it?
Oh, well, I mean, it's going to change from place to place, but there's chili, of course, there's black pepper, it has this earthy flavor for sure. It's got this warm peppercorn flavor to it. I mean, it's not blow your mind spicy usually. I mean, some people do a lot more spicy versions of it, but the reason I like the way they do it there is it really, whether it's on the chicken or the lamb or the fish, I mean, it brings out this. It enhances the meat. It doesn't overwhelm it, and they have a real nice touch with a lot of things there. It goes beyond kind of the classics that you know if you like, have a surface level knowledge of Caribbean Jamaican cooking. Like for instance, they do something with kingfish, which is this mackerel. It's a really strong flavored fish, very very popular. In Jamaica, in the islands, and they take a slice of it. It's broiled up crisp. They put it on a plantain chip, decorate it with a flower. I mean, it comes out and it's beautiful, beautiful presentations, real nice. The whole fish with brown sauce, that's really fun. And they serve it with something called festival. And festival is basically picture a beignet. It's like this fry bread, and they use it as a side to sop up the sauce. It's real fun. And you and I talk about
if you had to pick real quick before we move on, would you pick jerk, lamb, shrimp, chicken, what?
Start with chicken if it's new to you for sure. Mm-hmm. But if this is something you already have a hankering for, try it on the shrimp. That's real fresh and bright. And if they run lamb, anything that they're doing on special with the jerk seasoning, give that a shot.
Right, let me take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about something at the Four Seasons Hotel and Private Residence in New Orleans.
Sure.
That people do at Thanksgiving, and I wondered why everybody didn't do this all year round, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Ian McNulty, our guest, covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. Friday morning, we love having him on. We're giving you places to eat and drink this weekend and have a good time in New Orleans. Back in a flash, y'all, here on WWL. All right, here we are, 925, Friday, December 3rd, day 96 of the Ida recovery, 74 today for a high, then 76 through the weekend. And you heard Chris Franklin tell us earlier, chief meteorologist at Channel 4, maybe some cold weather toward the end of the month, but not in a foreseeable couple of days or week. Ian McNulty, our guest, covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the Times-Picayune, New Orleans Advocate. We love having him on Friday morning because it puts us in the mind of the weekend and having fun, which is what New Orleans is all about. And eating, I want to get to and Ian wrote a piece this week about 8 restaurants in New Orleans, great places to eat for the holidays. The Four Seasons Hotel and how people, I saw this, Ian, they fry turkeys every year for Thanksgiving, but here they fry the chicken whole, and I was always wondering, well, why doesn't anybody ever do that?
Yeah, really interesting. So this is one of the two restaurants in the Four Seasons Hotel. This is Miss River. This is the one that Chef Alon Shaya developed with the hotel, and it's all about Louisiana food. I mean, the menu reads like kind of Louisiana classics, but done in a very elevated chef-directed style in this utterly opulent restaurant. I mean, this restaurant space is gorgeous, Tommy. You walk in, and it's glass and marble. It looks like this jazz age Jules Verne kind of setting. It's really, really captivating. And, this is a very expensive restaurant, but you look around and you see where it's going. Okay, this is a really, really grand setting. And one of the signature dishes there is the whole fried chicken. And it comes out in this copper pan, the entire bird fried, looking much like your fried turkey, smaller, but actually just like a, you know, like a great crunchy country style fried chicken. And then they, because this is a high touch restaurant, so then they proceed to, they show you your chicken as if, you know, presenting your godson to be baptized. And they take it over to a table and they cut it up for you. They cut it into its pieces, bring it back with a trio of sauces, one of which is this like spicy Asian sauce. Another one is this garlic and parsley sauce that's reminiscent of the old Chez Helen style of fried chicken here in New Orleans, and a barbecue, spicy barbecue sauce. And then you go to town, you dig in, and man, it's fantastic. And you're right, Tommy. I don't know anybody who's frying a whole chicken. You know, you get them by the piece, right? You get your wings, you get your mixed dark and white. But it worked out really well. It had that, you know, that mix of that crisp crust, that moist meat throughout it, whatever technique is required. I'll have to ask the chefs about it next time I talk to them. But the whole thing was, it was able to be fried in a way that when it hit the table, it felt like they had been individually fried. But what a presentation. And that's what this place is about. It's a grand setting for these big outings.
Different end of the spectrum, still delicious China Rose in Metairie.
Oh, yes, so good. This is a place in Fat City, and I included it on this list because I know a lot of people like Chinese food as part of their December traditions in one way or the other. Mm-hmm. And this place has all the great, like, you know, standard Chinese American dishes for takeout, but they also have a Chinese menu that is drawn directly from the traditions back in China, with the Sichuan style here. Just really good pot stickers. Really good salt and pepper shrimp, so crisp. You can eat the tail, the shell of the tail. And then these soups, these spicy peppercorn soups that have these special Sichuan peppers that actually give your tongue this little tingling, almost numbing effect that maybe doesn't sound that pleasant, but when you have it, if you've got a hankering for this, if you like spicy food, you take a sip of this soup, it does its magic on your tongue. It disappears after a second. And it just leaves you wanting more. It's this kind of neat, really old world culinary special effect. And so just dishes that you don't see at an everyday Chinese restaurant. You have to ask for the Chinese menu, and they serve it every day. Wonderful. And it's right by the malls and all that stuff. It's like,
you know, a mixed marriage in Louisiana is whether you like thin or thick fried catfish and Bittendorfs. There's one in Slidell now. I wanted to ask you about that one because I love Bittendorf's. That is quite a trek from Belchase to Manchac. And then also these barbecued oysters that they serve, which looks like barbecued chicken, like they put barbecue sauce on an oyster. Is that what it is or not?
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah, and this one's I included this for the holidays, Tommy, because I know a lot of people hit the road. You know, the holiday road takes you on the interstate. Now that there's one in Manchac and one in Slidell, there's probably a Middendorf somewhere near your route. I know a lot of people who have used Manchac location as sort of their north-south, you know, rendezvous point. Families who have, you know, one branch in the North Shore, one on the South Shore, Baton Rouge, New Orleans, whatever. It's kind of meet me in the middle. And now in Slidell, it kind of doubles it for people going down the Gulf Coast area. Of course, it's famous for the thin fried catfish, but I love this place because the menu goes so deep. You know, the whole stuffed flounder, I don't think anyone does it better than Middendorf, and these barbecued oysters, they're real different. And it's barbecue sauce is buttery, it's on the shell, it's grilled, it's different from your kind of run-of-the-mill char-grilled oyster. It kind of crosses the line between it tastes a little bit like New Orleans style barbecue shrimp crossed with like true, like thick barbecue sauce all on an oyster. And yet that's a lot going on in the shell. You can still taste the oyster first and foremost. It's not overcooked. It bursts with its oyster goodness on your palate.
Do you know anybody who gets the thick catfish in Bittendorf's?
Oh, I do. Yeah. Yeah. Some people are really into that. Yeah. They want to taste more of the fish, Tommy. That's what they tell me.
Okay.
But yeah, I go there for the fry. That's for sure.
Bunch of lemon and salt on a thin catfish. Doesn't get any better now. What about Bulini Tavern? And am I pronouncing it right?
Yep. That's right. Bulini Tavern. This is the more casual offshoot to Lillette, real fine, long running bistro there on Magazine Street. Bulini Tavern's been around for quite some time, too. And I like this one for this month because it is casual. It's a tavern, but it's like a dressy tavern. And it feels like you're at an upscale cocktail party. You know, the food is, you can assemble a meal there. They have a really good burger, but it's more about like sort of upscale bar snacks. They have fantastic smoked salmon with all the fixings. It's the kind of place you want to roll in to have a nice cocktail, a couple nibbles. Maybe this is before you go to the company party or after you come from the cocktail party. People are sort of typically dressed up pretty nice there. And it's an old shotgun house, but you look inside and it's done in this mid-century modern way that's like it's really beautiful. Gorgeous. So it's like having a chef-led cocktail party in a living room that's nicer than yours. Well, anyway, it's a lot nicer than my living room.
And that's a great idea about the company Christmas party, because if you go and if they're having one, okay, behave yourself. Don't drink too much. Mm-hmm. But if you really want to cut loose, then go to a place and have some fun. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at these pictures of crab beignets, a hamburger beignet, egg, bacon, and cheese beignet, and I just want to eat the computer screen. Where is that at?
This can only be at Loretta's Authentic Pralines. Man. This place is awesome. It's in the Marigny. It's on just off St. Claude Avenue. This is Loretta Harrison, who is a force of nature. This is a woman who's powered by her faith and by her heart and her soul, and she puts all of that into her cooking. And, of course, she's known for her pralines. If you've been to Jazz Fest over the past, almost 40 years, you've seen her out there. She's one of the long-running vendors at Jazz Fest, but she's got her bakery and cafe in the Marigny. She, you know, a case full of different styles of pralines. She got into more savory side of things recently. She does beignets. Beignets, just the standard ones are fantastic. The crisp crust and a real, like, almost biscuity, airy interior to them. Powdered sugar, awesome, classic. But then you stuff them with things. She has a Bananas Foster's one that she just sent out recently. You bite in and you taste Bananas Foster encased in the beignet. Fantastic. Mm. And then she does the savory ones. Crab meat, a hamburger, barbecue chicken. The breakfast version you mentioned, egg, bacon, cheese in a beignet. It's sort of like almost anything you can put into a bun. If you put it into a beignet, it's sold. You know, it's just,
let me ask you, and be honest here. Do you dress this up at all, or do you take these pictures just like it comes served to you?
Oh, no. I mean, I work for the best light. You know, I might try to find a good angle for it, just like you would if you're taking a picture.
But I mean, that's how that hamburger is served to you, because it's a handmade patty with a pickle and a half of the cherry tomato, whatever it is.
That's it.
Gosh, that looks good.
Yeah, that's Loretta's. She does. She has a longer menu on Fridays with usually with gumbo, with fried fish plates and that kind of thing. But any day that you go in there, they're open. She's got the pralines and the beignets and the pies. She's renowned for her pecan pies and her sweet potato pies. And she ships them all over the country. Can't ship beignets, of course, but she ships the pies and pralines and all that. And December is a really good month for her, especially after missing, it's been two in a row now, festival seasons for Miss Loretta and her crew. It's a family-run place. You just go in and you feel better when you walk out. It's just a great place.
I love sitting in a bar, talking to maybe a new female friend or whatever, and having a couple of drinks with a good charcuterie plate. And this one at the Bower just looks fantastic.
Yeah, it jumps off the screen, doesn't it? You can follow along.
Yeah, it really does.
To Enola.com if you want to look up my story on the 8 places to eat this month. But this is the Bower. It's in the Lower Garden District. It's actually, it looks like just a pretty small restaurant from the street, but it just continues on in the back. It's part of this new development, and it's got its own wine bar in the back called Claret. And they all serve the same menu, and it has this really big open-air patio that's covered with a tent that has, like, this lush landscaping around it. And Chef Marcus does a great job there, Marcus Woodham, with a sort of a lighter touch to Mediterranean, Italian flavors, and then these magnificent charcuterie and cheese boards that come at you with, it's one of those great things if you've got a few people around and you're just snacking. Maybe you're on the way to the party, or you're coming back to the party and you want to keep something going. You want to kick off the afternoon early because you get out of work mid-afternoon, something like that. It's the meat, it's the cheese, it's also like the garnishes and the presentation. it makes such a good centerpiece for that. And it, again, this is another place that I included this month because I think people need options this season, right? Maybe you're not doing the big 50-person grand banquet. Maybe it's about, you know, the four girlfriends getting together, or two couples, or, you know, a 10-top going out and wanting to do something kind of festive, but casual. This is a place with options. You know, you can go through the full menu, or you can just drop in for cocktails, charcuterie, kick back in the patio, the Bower, one of those places in the Lower Garden District that's really kind of transforming that neighborhood.
Yeah, and you're right. Please go to NOLA.com, and you can look at this and follow along. I should have said that before, but I didn't, Ian, because I'm, you know, a little bit tired after last night's Saints game. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Sure.
Kind of between a tough spot, because you're proud of them because they were so hurt and beat up. They did great, but still the idea is to win and win a championship, and it's troublesome. It really is. But where are you going to eat tonight, Ian? You got any ideas?
Well, yeah, we're heading downtown. We're doing one of those meeting up with friends kind of things. We're going with some friends downtown to Galatoire's to do a little lunch there, a late lunch. And late lunch is going to roll into probably early drinks out and about, you know. I love the French Quarter this time of year. It's festive. It's fun. We'll be dressed up. We're going to make a few different stops. We're going to run into people, I'm sure. I don't know who, but I know we are, because that's the way New Orleans works this time of year. And then this weekend, trying to hit a few of the local holiday art and craft markets around town. Ferret Market is back tomorrow on Ferret Street. We've been talking a bit about the Ferret Street Restaurant Row. Dave Cohn and I had a nice conversation about that last week. 32 restaurants, bars, and coffee shops along that restaurant row now, Tommy. That's another story we have at NOLA.com if you want to check it out, kind of street by street. We have a little guide for you. But the market, which is one of the things that really helped kick in this revitalization, more than 12 years ago now, is back. It's back on Saturday, and they set up shop with all kinds of vendors, and you know there's going to be a lot of food and drink there. And anyway, it's a good opportunity to go check out that restaurant row, too. That should be pretty fun.
You got a tough job, Ian. Thank goodness we have you here to do it. Thank you, sir. Have a good weekend.
All right, great talking with you, fellas.
All right, you bet. Covers New Orleans dining and food culture for the time. Speaking of New Orleans Advocate, unfortunately, another part of New Orleans is the sewage and water board, and unfortunately some systemic corruption that is part of city government. David Hammer does his best to uncover all of that for us, and he will join us when we come back. He's a WWL-TV investigative reporter. Of course, we all know who David Hammer is, about some things that happened directly as a result of his reporting concerning the FBI, and then maybe even some more criminal activity. 9:40, 20 till 10, traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.